Welcome to Lifespan. You give us 5 minutes of your life and we'll fill it with span. Now, warning, this show may contain adult language, will most certainly contain infantile opinion. So what's in a name? The other week, that dentist that shot the lion while on safari, well, he went back to work. Everyone knew the name of the lion that he killed. Apparently, the lion answered to the name Cecil or Cecil, depending on your accent. Cecil the lion, whacked by American dentist. Now, all summer, anytime I saw the news, the dentist was always referred to as American dentist. The American dentist who killed the lion. The American dentist who rampaged across Zimbabwe, sneakily killing, you know, sacred animal. Being just American dentist, because apparently other dentists were unhappy getting squeezed out as the dentist, only because they'd just gone fishing or hunting for their holidays. Now, normally, this level of anonymity is ordered by law if you're the victim of a sex crime, but for some reason, a middle-aged man whacking wildlife while on a $10,000 holiday, well, he was afforded the same status. Lion, on the other hand, was not. Now, I don't know who gave him the name Cecil/Cecil. I really didn't care that much to investigate. But in this case, it was a smart move, given a cuddly moniker to a victim of man's unending cruelty to animals. Of course, there's a slight problem with that. I'm not sure lions should be afforded a cuddly name. I don't think all those gazelles and zebras and antelopes that get chased about the bush and then eaten and torn to shreds by packs of hungry lions, I don't think they see it the same way. I'm not sure Cecil/Cecil the lion is regarded with such affection back in his natural habitat. I suspect the other animals, they probably refer to him as Cecil that bastard, or that fucking Cecil the lion, you know, the one who ate my baby last year. And if you're on safari, you're one of those photographers leaning too far out the window to take your picture, well, I'm not sure calling out the lion by his right name is going to save you when you're up to his neck with your neck. Anyway, here, it's the lion that got taken out by the dentist. An unlikely matchup, I think you'll agree, not quite Godzilla versus King Kong. All right, so the victim gets a name, but so far not the protagonist, the aforementioned American dentist. Because he's the villain of the piece, and what better way to be the villain and to underscore his villainous nature than by giving him an inhumane title, dentist. The only thing worse would have been calling him lawyer or congressman. Imagine that, American lawyer murders Cecil the lion while on his white guy safari, the bastard. We'd be smug, wouldn't we? Or congressman? American congressman shoots lion while on safari. CNN and the guys would be feasting on that longer than a pride of lions on a giraffe. The subtext, of course, is that your profession and personality are somehow entwined. I guess there is some truth to that. I am a middle manager by day and a podcaster by night. So I'm a combination of lazy, someone who completely avoids accountability, and a blowhard. So if I killed a lion, would I somehow be afforded some leniency in the finger-pointing of public opinion? I mean, I'm not exactly in the top tax bracket. I'm not a dentist. I'm not charging an arm and a leg for a filling. And of course, he wasn't just the dentist. More code now. He was American dentist, which the way the world is, it's so much worse than being a Fijian dentist, Tibetan dentist, a Danish dentist. Somehow that all seems less threatening than American dentist or Kremlin-appointed dentist. Anyway, the lion-killing American dentist is back at work. He told his patients to find a new doctor as he was worried about the bad publicity and protesters, well, putting people who are already in a state of unease even further in unease. Apparently, there were protesters awaiting his return to his surgery. Not quite sure who made up that motley crew. Animal activists, gun control people, ISIS people on holiday, who knows? Some group looking to get rid of mercury and fillings. I suspect that was a randomly compiled set of protesters. I must say, now that the dust has settled, I'm really not sure how his clientele have been affected. I don't think I would have needed much convincing to get a new dentist. The last thing I need when that drill is cutting into my enamel is the background noise of protesters outside letting me know that they're about to torch the place. By the way, now that he's gone back to work, it can be revealed that the chap's real name is Walter Palmer, which is a pretty regular guy name for a lion slayer. If he's got any self-respect, he should change his name, not to hide from protesters, but just to give him a bit more, you know, heft, something macho. Clint Palmer, Hunter Palmer. And then he could go by the nickname Doc Savage. You get it? That's a Tarzan reference for you. For those of you who don't know, you should look it up and then it'll all make sense to you. He has got openings for checkups, if you're wondering. And don't worry, despite all the fuss, he won't go postal. You'll just be the one going dental.
Shirley, bo burly, bo nana, pana, bo furly, fee, fine, mo merrily. Shirley. Lincoln, 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 bo bingan, bo nana, pana, bo bingan, fee, fine, mo mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a